Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We have a war going on over in Ukraine. And I'm going to read a couple headlines here, and then Larry and I will get into this much deeper. I set it up for 30 minutes. I think we can cover most of this. I don't want to waste your time. It's a weekend. Ukraine government military forces open fire on Donetsk. How do you spell that, Larry? Or how do you pronounce that?
Donetsk?
Donetsk, okay.
Gorluka.
Yeah, it's, anyway, major military offensive begins. Ukrainian regular army forces fire on Donetsk and Golovka with mortars, armor, machine gun fire. All U.S. military personnel in Europe on holiday leaves canceled. Russia deploying military forces near Ukraine. Coming Russian strike against, so this is going to be a war. And Putin is going to be forced to get into this. And unfortunately, Israeli I-24 TV showing Canadian and Ukrainian troops now on the Russian border. Code 200 heard on Russian military frequencies. Ukrainian army attacking airport near Donetsk, I guess, and main battle tanks. Okay, now that is the headline. Have you heard any more, Larry, before we get into the Hal Turner is the one carrying most of this, and I don't know if Israeli News Live is carrying it, but they're basically reporting what Turner has already reported. Have you got any other vetting that we can – I'm sure it's great. I don't think there's any reason why it wouldn't be.
Yeah, it's you know, Hal Turner's carrying most of it. He's got sources from that region of the world, though, that some others are not using. I think Steve Quayle's copying in some of his information. Israeli News Live, by tomorrow, I'm sure Israeli News Live will have a full video going. Apparently, Israeli News is carrying it over in Israel. But in America, you wouldn't have a clue. And I know there's a lot more updates of what's going on inside the Ukraine at the moment and on the Russian border. If you want to go ahead and, you know, go down through some of the updates, I know there's a number of them now.
Yeah. It says social media is lighting up with reports from frightened citizens whose cities now seem to be under government attack. So there is something going on over there. Hundreds of U.S. military personnel in Europe thought they had holiday leave. Today the army is helping them cancel their flight tickets home. So there's really something else going on. And we also got something going on in Israel while we're on that subject of things going on. They have shut down travel in the northern sections of Israel, which what do you think that means, Larry? I would say war with Lebanon. What do you think?
Yeah, I saw some of that information. I've been watching some of it on Debka File today, and it appears that they've moved more troops up to the Lebanese border. And, of course, Lebanon has moved troops up, and it appears they're about to have a war. I mean, maybe this is the next Lebanon war, as they've talked about it. But it's very serious because at the same time that, you know, they're going to get tied up on that northern border, they're going to have trouble with Hamas because they're already terror attacking inside, you know, Israel. And what's interesting, I posted it today, Stuart, is that some of the Israeli people have simply had enough of being under attack 24/7 all the time, and there are now at least 1,000 Israelis outside the prime minister's residence, and they want him to resign or go to war.
Yeah, of course, this is all, how do I word this? It's all orchestrated. It's all pre-planned. They're running a scam, the rich men of the earth, Psalm 2. They're running a scam on the on humanity. And, of course, God takes a very dim view of what they're doing, and he's going to destroy them. But in the meantime, millions of people are going to be destroyed with their little games that they're playing. Anyway, update, now getting back to Ukraine, 3:15, very heavy clashes reported along the front in eastern Ukraine, particularly Donetsk. Many locals saying the whole front is a lot more active today than it has been for a long time. Locals report tracked vehicles moving in Mavika, I guess, not far from the airport where extreme clashes were taking place. 3:23, the representatives of the armed forces of the DPR said the army of the self-proclaimed republic has been brought to full alert to reflect the possible attack on the armed forces of Ukraine. Hopefully cool heads will prevail and this will simmer down, but it doesn't look like it's going to. According to the news agency, when the DPR learned about the preparation of a large-scale offensive from Ukraine, the units of the Republic's armed forces were staffed. According to Bazarun, or whatever his name is, they were also provided with the necessary weapons, equipment, and ammunition. In addition, the military carried out engineering work in their positions, and anti-tank barriers were also installed. And the reason they're doing that, as far as I understand, is Russia's moving a whole bunch of tanks down in that region. Reports over the past week indicated that Russia is deploying military forces near the Ukrainian border, and a new intelligence analysis indicates that Russia is preparing to strike. The Institute for the Study of Wars released a new weekly intelligence summary on Tuesday entitled Russia in Review, in which they assessed Russia's recent mobilization of troops and military equipment and concluded that Russia is preparing a strike against Ukraine. The Russian military is now preparing its forces for direct military involvement, they said. The Kremlin is reinforcing ground, naval, and air elements in its southern military district, the command likely responsible for managing its ongoing war in Ukraine. Moscow may calculate that the international community will not meaningfully respond if the visibility of its role in the war now increases. They also warned that Russia has mobilized troops and equipment under the guise of military exercises. However, the next exercise, Center 2019, is not scheduled to begin until September of 2019. This early start to the exercises is atypical. It may signal preparation for open conflict with Ukraine under the auspices of military exercises. Russia has previously used military exercises as cover to prepare for offensive operations. What do you think so far, Larry, on this one? It sounds to me like yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say it sounds like Russia had a little bit of intelligence and knew this was coming and really pretty much is already prepared for it to some degree.
Yeah, that's my take. I mean, this is a NATO-USA operation to provoke. This is deep state, folks. Deep state wants their world war. And they have for years, if you read some of the books that I can't even think of his name now, Zabrinsky, whatever, wrote about encircling Russia and then strangling her, basically, and getting her out of the way. Well, Putin is not stupid. He knows what they're up to. He knows they're baiting him. But sooner or later, he's going to move. And, of course, our people ought to read the Bible because it is Russia and her allies that take out the United States of America. You'll find it in Ezekiel 38. It's right there in plain language. They don't say United States, but they say they will go up to the land of unwalled villages. And where a lot of prophetic scholars have made a tremendous and terrible mistake is claiming that that's a reference to Israel. Well, Russia is already on the mountains of Israel. Why would they have an evil thought and say to themselves, well, I'm going to go up to the land of unwalled villages when they're already there? I mean, it's total nonsensical. That's a reference to the United States. And if you go into Isaiah and Jeremiah, you'll find the cross reference. It's right there. So what they're doing now, what deep state is doing, is provoking Russia into getting involved in this thing. And I think Putin has probably, hopefully, he's going to have a cool hand and only do what he has to do. But if he goes in and tries to take Ukraine, what do you think is going to happen, Larry? I would say then we're in war because NATO's not going to allow that. Trump's not going to allow it. What do you think?
Oh, I think it would be war then because, you know, Russia's pretty well on the brink right now with taking on NATO. They really are somewhat, you know, they don't necessarily want the U.S. involved, but they're about ready to take on NATO. Or the European forces, and you know, it wouldn't take much. We're in circles. We're not being told this, but Russia has nuclear capable bombers flying runs all around the Caribbean now. I mean, we're encircled, and you know, we could have a problem here in America that would tie us up to never go to war almost in Europe if Putin wants to take Europe, he'll be on his way if it, you know, comes off of Ukraine. But you remember Tom Clancy's book, Red Storm Rising. This is the absolute scenario of how that started.
Yeah, this is the start of it. And what Putin did by sending his most advanced bombers into Venezuela along with some troop transport. And when I say troop transport, these aircraft are the largest in the world that Russia has developed for troop transportation. And they're in Venezuela now. Well, all you got to do is go look at a map, and Venezuela is awful close to the United States. And I believe that was a checkmate move on the part of Putin. He knew this was coming. And so he sent these bombers who were easy reach of any area in the United States. These are nuclear bombers. These are the most advanced bombers he has. Now, he may have cruise missiles on them as well, nuclear cruise missiles, these hypersonic weapons. We don't really know what he's got. We only know that they're there, and it's obvious this is a checkmate operation because Putin plans probably to take on the Ukraine or Ukraine and possibly even move through Europe. There are those prophecies of Russia making, I should say, former Soviet Union, making a blitzkrieg operation across Europe. And they even said something about, I don't remember where that was, but Larry, do you remember they talked about strange-looking Russian craft that came up out of the ocean? They were amphibious. Nobody knew they had
I do remember that, but I can't remember where it was, but they were spotted.
Yeah, and so there's problems developing here very, very rapidly. Okay, 329, two Ukrainian soldiers killed in Donbass, I guess you call it. Three DPR troops killed and another four wounded. So far, intelligence reports say extreme clashes near Vodyn, the northeast towards the airport, haven't been this strong for some time. U.S. Embassy issues demonstration alert and warning to U.S. citizens Kiev due to possible confrontations. And at 3:40, Ukrainian troops have just opened mortar fire near Mirpol. Then at 4:06, 9 hours ago, tanks were moving. Armored personnel carriers and other military hardware on railroad tracks heading south to the Baltics, Ukraine, or perhaps both. Let's see. 4/11, heavy clashes taking place near the Donetsk airport. Reports say Ukrainian army is attacking the airfield. Okay, let's see. At 5:50, Ukrainian assault teams dispersed along a 50-kilometer front line. 128-millimeter, 82-millimeter mortar shells are reportedly being used. First Deputy Chairman of Duma Committee on the CIS Affairs and Relations with Compatriots at a press conference in Moscow said Russia will withdraw from the Minsk Agreement if the Ukrainian army continues its offensive. Code 200 heard occasionally now on Russian military radio frequencies. My Russian radio coding is a bit rusty, Turner says. But basically, prepare for fear. Cargo 200 is a military code word used in the former Soviet Union and post-Soviet states referring to the transportation of casualties. Official, and remember, what was it, Larry, 3-4 days ago that a notice was sent out by the president of Ukraine to the hospitals to get ready for 40,000 casualties? Remember that?
Yeah, that was about 48 hours ago. That was when we put out an alert and began to talk about it. Perchenko in Ukraine notified all 90 of his country's hospital to prepare for casualties.
Yeah, this is going to get nasty, folks. And it's, hopefully it won't expand, but don't be surprised if you wake up and we're fully at war, which will be the excuse then for Trump to go into martial law. If they don't have any other reason to do it, I don't know. Anyway, Intel says Russia deployed 100 additional fighter jets to Crimea over the course of the week. This is another strong indication of a planned military action by Russia if Ukraine attacks civilian areas, which they already are, it sounds like. So reports of 6 Russian submarines, now I've heard it's up to 9, in the Black Sea due to the size restrictions. Most of them would be what he calls SSK, which are diesel-electric submarines. But he says that's probably the entire 4th Independent Submarine Brigade. They're all named here, but I'm not going to read them all. To give you a better perspective of where the action is taking place, you're going to have to get out a map, folks, if you want to know what's really going on. But that's basically, as far as I know, has he done any more updates, Larry?
I hadn't seen any in the last little bit.
What's interesting,
Stuart, is the fact that, for the last week, we've been monitoring and actually having videos and photographs of it appeared to be NATO bringing in tanks, to the Ukraine, and also armored vehicles, a lot of this, munitions. This has been ongoing for some time, and what's difficult in the, bringing in the U.S. into this now is, remember, the Israelis and the U.S. had fighter jets in Ukraine that were working against the Russian S-300 system, training against them. And it appears that we've set up at least 2 military bases, if not more, inside the Ukraine itself. So that's what's going to make this so tense.
Yeah, and with Israel bombarding around Damascus, I've just read, going back in there and pounding, this is a definite provocation for the whole area. And if you get out a globe and just look at the whole area, that's not very far from Israel. Turkey and all those there, they're very close together. And this could easily expand into a major war. And I think that's what the goal is. Personally, I think they want their World War III. And it's very, very interesting. I wonder if we can get Barry to maybe do a update on this. I don't know if he would. He's a very, very busy fellow. So, but boy, I'll tell you what. If Russia goes after Ukraine, that involves Canadian, United States, probably English, and probably German troops as well. We don't know who's embedded over there, but that brings in America, and it would bring in Canada, and probably England. And don't forget the NATO ships. Have you heard any more about those NATO ships that were moving in and were going to go into the Sea of Azov? What's happened with that? I haven't heard a word about it.
I haven't heard any more at the moment, but, you know, it takes a few days to get there, and it appears Putin was already aware and has his submarines already in the Black Sea and can block them. Those submarines can stop them if they need to be stopped. And, you know, it's certainly interesting that Putin, you know, we're not really taking him by that much surprise. It appears that he has prepared, to use that term loosely, he's already prepped for this war. It's not like he's caught by surprise.
Yeah, it would be very difficult to catch Putin by surprise. I mean, the Russian FSB is not, well, I don't know exactly how good they are, but a lot of people say the Israeli Mossad is probably the top intelligence gathering agency in the world. I guess that's disputable a bit, but, you know, look at our own intel gathering, NSA and the CIA, etc., etc. They're constantly screwing up and lying to the American people about just about everything. So you can't really believe anything they come out with, and you really can't believe anything our government's coming out with anymore. You have one book that'll keep you alive if you do what you're told in that book through what's coming. This is going to get extremely nasty. And the stock market went down again today. Do you know what it closed at? It was like 500 down or something?
Yeah, it was down 500. I hadn't even had time to post that yet. But what's interesting, too, Stuart, is it appears that there's going to be a new front opening up on the Israeli-Lebanese border. And at the
yep.
same time, we've got Erdogan over in Turkey that's beginning to set up an attack on the Kurds, and the U.S. forces that are watching after the Kurds there. And there was some intel that came out today, too, Stuart, that Putin had actually talked Erdogan into beginning a mortar attack against the Kurds. You know, and that's in, you know, the Turkey-Syrian
yes.
border in that region. This thing is just, you know, it'll be a regional war if it starts, like you were saying. All these locations are not that far from each other.
Yeah, and what with Bibi being harangued by his own people for not doing anything when, you know, Israeli people are killed by Hamas and whatnot, I can understand why they're upset. If their own government won't protect them, it's kind of like the United States. We're being invaded. We've been invaded for a long, long time, and people are, you know, this is what the globalists want, though. They want the people to become so enraged that they take up arms against the government, which we have every right to do, by the way. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, allows us to do this. We can rise up. The American people could get their guns out of the closet and legally can rise up and put down a renegade government, which we have. I'm not advocating it because we should have done that a long, long time ago. It's too late now. We'd just be destroyed. But we're going into this new world order by hook or crook. And these people, these deep state globalists, communists, whatever you want to call them, have spent a bloody fortune to bring this about. They're not going to let somebody like Donald Trump come in, and if he's not part of it, they're not going to let him come in and upset it. They'll destroy him if they have to. I mean, they destroyed John Kennedy. Didn't even think about it right out there in the public. Shot him right in his limousine. They don't care. They have an agenda, and that agenda means everything to them. And so they'll kill Trump and his whole entire family if that's what it comes to. They prefer not to do that if they don't have to. But if they have to, and he doesn't want to play ball, they'll just remove him. And, you know, if you go into the Psalms, and I think it was back in 1963, so in Psalm 63, 64, somewhere in there, you'll find a reference to how the evil people do a deep search. They know about everything in the person's past that they're going to elevate to power. And the reason they do it is to control them. Then they take them back. How would you like us to tell Melania about this or about that? Would you like that, Donald? That's how they control these people. And I think you're watching part of that on TV right now. And Donald is, you know, he's being surrounded. If he came in there with pure motives, which I think he did, I don't question that. After all, the guy's a multimillionaire. If the New World Order does what it plans to do, he's going to be broke along with everybody else. So in a way, he's not only fighting for America, he's fighting for his own survival. And these people mean business. And we have lived in a nation that's every day has been a normal day. You go drive to work, you go shopping, you go to the movies, you do this, you do that. And nobody ever thinks about trouble because we haven't had any in the United States. We have these ups and we have these downs economically. And right now I think they're in the process of pulling the plug. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it's very interesting. Judge Napolitano on Fox News, and of course Fox News recently, a lot of those have turned against Trump also. But
yes,
Napolitano was saying that the deep state and the left now have Trump cornered, and he cannot escape. That's the latest report. And I'll tell you what, I don't think Trump's going to just sit down and give up. I think he's going to fight them all the way. And we may literally see a civil war begin in this country while a bigger war is going on overseas.
Yeah, I believe that's true. We get, if you read in Jeremiah, the trouble begins in the country, mischief in the cities and stuff. And evidently somebody makes a move, be it Trump or Obama or whoever, something radical happens and they it divides the nation up into different sections. And the enemy sees all of this internal turmoil, and they attack, and we're pretty much taken out as a nation, and mighty Babylon is no more. And there's trouble over in France. Did you see this? Close with it. French generals have written an open letter accusing President Emmanuel Macron of treason for signing a UN pact that would increase migration into Europe, while branding criticism of mass migration as hate speech. I don't know if that's vetted or not, so I don't know. I can't tell you it's true. Any last word, Larry, on all this? We'll keep a real close eye on this, and we'll do one tomorrow and the next day if we have to keep you all of you posted.
Yeah, I did see that report, and it reminds me a lot of the recent Torah code Barry Rothman ran with Macron in trouble.
Yeah, he's working on it, and it'll be interesting to see what else he comes up with. I'm sure some of it is not going to be too good, but it's something we already knew anyway. You know, the Bible is very, very accurate. It's 100% accurate in its prophecies, folks. That's why people need to study it. And basically, you've been lied to by the prophetic scholars even. They don't even know who America is. They deny, basically, that America's Babylon. And it is. Whether they like it or don't like it, it's immaterial. That's who it is. And so is New York City, the great city Babylon for now. It'll all move overseas when we're destroyed. But anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And folks, heads up. Yeah, I'm prepared. You better go do it, because this can explode even overnight. We have no idea what the plans really are for deep state. Anyway, thanks again, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll keep go to our websites to make sure we're not going to do an update. Lightgateblogger.com, Night Shadows, and LarryWTaylor.org. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care.